Welcome to This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton. My name is Rory St. John. On February 4th, 1789, George Washington, the commander of the Continental Army during the Revolutionary War, is unanimously elected the first president of the United States by all 69 presidential electors who cast their votes. Let's listen.
Must vote. Can't. Too dry. If only I had some water. No. Oh, so dry.
I'll say, it's quite stifling in here. I, George Washington, am very hot and swarmy, especially in this evening dress that I've worn for this formal occasion.
Oh, I will suck it up and vote anyway. This is important.
Indeed, our new fledgling democracy cannot be defeated.
If only we could open a window to ventilate, or maybe, dare I say, drink water. But these are the very things we rebelled against.
The young country of the United States of America died shortly thereafter when all of its citizens refused to stay properly hydrated and shriveled up into dust and blew away. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.